with grandmother at the gray church. At last, Eva and Maria bade grandfather goodbye until this evening and went off to see grandmother. Down the narrow streets they went. One can almost jump across them with one mighty leap. They came presently to the open square, which is the very heart of the old city, with streets leading into it from all directions. In the very middle of the square stands the old cloth hall, a long building with quaint towers at one end and an open arcade along the sides. On the second floor, under those arcades, and occupying the whole ground floor, a thriving business is carried on at little stalls. There you can buy aprons, handkerchiefs, muslins, woolen goods, toys, clothing, shoes, dried fruits, candy, and all those many trifles that nobody really wants, but that everybody buys. No doubt in the 13th and 14th centuries, here in the very heart of Europe, men were coming from long distances to buy and sell at the cloth hall at Krakow. And doubtless people speaking different languages were buying and selling there. For wherever there was a hall in a good-sized city, suitable for the purpose, the people of those times set up a yearly fair. Eva and Maria went through the cloth hall and then crossed the square to the great church that stood at one corner of the square. And here they visited grandmother, who was happy to see them. No, she was not in the church, but at the door of it in an old wheelchair, for she could not walk. Grandmother Stanek held a very exalted position there. The city had granted her permission to sit at the door of the church with her hand held out for alms. Beggar? No, indeed. It was because she was old, not well, and could not walk a step that she was given this privilege. All over Europe, at each cathedral or great church door, sits such an old woman, sometimes an old man. And when a penny was put into grandmother's hand, her quavering voice, sweet though trembling, put up a bit of prayer for the giver, and the giver entered the church with his heart softened toward all suffering and needy people.